Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 381 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Dean.
Hello, Pat. This is Dean Brown from moderngreenlife.com, a new blog looking at ways to reduce our carbon footprint. I have a question for you about buying backlinks. A year or two ago, you would see ads on places like Fiverr.com for 100, 200, or 300 backlinks. But after Penguin and Panda, most services on offer are now for what's described as 10 quality backlinks. Is it worth buying backlinks in this way? I'm considering buying links purely as a way to give my site a little boost, and because I don't have the budget for full-on paid traffic this moment in time. Thank you very much, and keep up the great work, Pat.
Hey, Dean, thank you so much for the questions. Yeah, I remember those days. They weren't too long ago, and they were right when I was creating niche sites, and there were a lot more opportunities to boost your search engine rankings and optimizations through things like that, things like buying backlinks or building private link networks and all those types of things. Those strategies don't work out very well, and Google obviously is catching on to a lot of those tactics that used to work, and a lot of those tactics do not work anymore. And of course, you can also see it represented in the Fiverr offerings. It's no longer 100, 500, 10,000. I saw one for 10,000 backlinks once. I mean, can you imagine 10,000 random websites pointing to your website? How much that just triggers Google to say, wow, okay, this person doesn't know what they're doing. They are looking for the shortcut. Therefore, let's actually penalize this website or remove it altogether from the search engines, which has happened before. Now, you're going to get these quote quality links from these other sites and just 10 of them because too many, and then you're going to cause a red flag. But any sort of weird sort of buying backlinks, that's just Google does not approve. And yes, 10, likely they aren't going to be able to find out. But if some of those websites are websites that these people who are selling these links from, if Google makes that pattern connection, which they have robots and spiders and algorithms that do this, if they see this one website that happens to be linking to 200 brand new sites that are all paying, it's just not going to be good for any of those sites that are there, even if your site only has one of those links. So is it worthwhile to purchase backlinks? No, never. Not for a million years at this point. What is worth it is spending time figuring out who or what other websites out there it would be worthwhile to network with, to provide value to potentially get a link back, to guest post on, to be a guest interview on a particular show. Things that would give you a backlink because of the value that you're providing, not because of some payment that you made to somebody who's brokering these deals. You want real backlinks that come from real recommendations. That's what, you know, backlinks still matter, and they matter because it's a vote in Google's eyes that a site is worth ranking higher than others based on a particular topic, and if you can get legit backlinks, legit votes, votes of confidence from other bloggers, other podcasters, other websites out there that are linking back to you, and they're real, that's going to help you. And unfortunately, it's not a thing that you can just say, okay, this is what I'm going to get now, and then you pay, and then you get it. It takes time. It takes time to nurture these relationships. And it also takes time to write quality articles that can be posted on other people's sites that other people would welcome as guest posts on their site to link back to your own. You could also follow the advice from Kamanzi Constable, who is a guest on SPI Podcast episode 145, which was titled How to Become a Contributing Writer on Large Media Sites. So how to become a contributing writer on large media sites. And when I say that, I mean sites like Huffington Post or Entrepreneur.com or any other niche magazine type websites that are in your particular niche. So Entrepreneur, Inc. Magazine, Fast Company, Huffington Post, Life Hacker. Those are all ones that I know that relate to the entrepreneurial world. But you may just have to dig a little bit to see, or perhaps you might already know what other websites in your space are sort of the top media sites for your particular niche that you can then become a contributing writer toward. And I would definitely follow the advice from SPI Podcast episode 145. You can check that out at Smart Passive Income Podcast session 145. Kamanzi gives away the whole formula for how to cut in line on these websites and get ahead of the pack and get your article approved so that you can get a mention on these sites, which do a lot of other, you know, you get your article written on these major media sites. And these are great for a number of reasons. Many of them will allow you to put a link back to your website or some sort of byline, which is great. It gets that backlink. But even more important than that, you're going to get social proof by having your article posted on these sites that a lot of people in your space likely know. It gives you a lot of social proof, and it also gives you a lot of authority. If you become a contributing writer, especially if that writing is great and people talk about it and people share it, it's only going to help your brand, and that's where I would start. I would never start with, okay, I'm starting from brand new. Where can I buy some backlinks? That's not going to help. I would start with the mindset of, okay, I'm just starting brand new. Where can I get in front of the most people? This is going to be on other sites where your audience already exists, or on large media sites like this, where there's quite an array of people in your target audience and other target audiences too. But again, like I said, this is the way I would approach it, and do not buy backlinks. Never do that. And if you feel like, you know, we're at a point now with building websites where if you feel like something's not legit, if there's a little bit of a weird feeling about some tactic you're using, you probably shouldn't be using that tactic. There's also an article on the Smart Passive Income blog that talks about backlinks. It's called The Backlinking Strategy That Works in 2014 and Beyond. So what you're going to do is look up Backlinking Strategy That Works. And these are white hat or gray hat tactics, depending on how you feel, that will really give you some more information on how you can, in a legitimate way, get more backlinks to your website. Ways that are very creative. And this is an article, a guest article actually, from Brian Dean over at backlinko.com. That's, again, another great resource all on its own. Backlinko, B-A-C-K-L-I-N-K-O, like backlink with an O at the end, .com. So go ahead and check that out. That'll give you a lot of great advice for other strategies you can use, other ninja tactics to get some legit backlinks to help your site rank better. But again, those large media sites and also reaching out to other influencers and potentially getting a guest post on their sites or having them guest post on your site, those types of things, social media shares, connecting. And again, it's all about the networking. It's all about the building relationships, which is what a lot of people don't want to do. And it's unfortunate because that's really where you get the most bang for your buck. So Dean, I hope that helps you out. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you so much for your question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. To finish off, here's a quote from Leo Burnett. He said, "What helps people helps business." Another short and sweet quote, and I love quotes like this because they're so short but easy to remember. What helps people helps business. That's really what it's all about. And finally, as I said yesterday, please, if you have a couple minutes, head on over to spisurvey.com. For the next couple weeks, we're collecting a ton of data from the audience so we can better serve you in the future. So please check it out. It would help out tremendously. SPISurvey.com. Thank you. I appreciate you. Check out the survey. Bless you. Chat soon. See you tomorrow. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.